Welcome to another deep dive with us. You know, we love to bring you fascinating stories from the world of science. And today, we're going microscopic to the world of these single-celled organisms called foraminifera.
Ah, yes.
Now, they're absolutely crucial for ocean ecosystems. And we're going to be exploring some cutting-edge research on how they've adapted to changing ocean temperatures throughout history.
Oh, wow.
Our main source for this deep dive is a study that was just published this year in Nature 2024.
Yeah.
It's really fresh stuff.
Wow.
And the main question we're going to be exploring is, can these creatures keep up with the speed of the warming that's happening right now in the world's oceans?
Yeah, that's a good question and a big question because they are very important.
And I am just fascinated by the fact that they build these intricate shells, even though they're just one cell.
Hmm.
Like, how is that even possible?
It is incredible to think about. You're talking about structures that are finer than a human hair, but yet they're amazingly complex and diverse. You could think of them almost like tiny snowflakes or like little Gothic cathedrals. And these shells are built from calcium carbonate. And as they settle on the ocean floor over millions of years, they create this incredible historical record.
So they're like little time capsules telling a story of ocean life.
That's exactly right.
But it's not just about their beauty, right? They're actually incredibly important for the health of the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. Their role is much more significant than their size might suggest. They're really like the architects of the ocean. They contribute to the foundation of the entire ecosystem. And they also play a critical role in the global carbon cycle.
Right. And, you know, this idea that they help to store carbon, that's huge. Mm. That's really important for regulating our climate.
Yeah.
So this study that we're talking about in Nature, it actually combined fossil records with a global plankton model to see how they've adapted to warming events in the past. That just sounds incredibly complex.
Yeah, it is very complex work, but it's incredibly valuable because it's almost like having a time machine and a crystal ball all in one. So we look at the fossil record and we see how foraminifera responded to past warming, like after the last ice age. Then using the plankton model, we can project how they might react to the much faster warming that we're seeing now.
So it's like taking lessons from the past to see what might happen in the future.
Exactly.
So what did they find? How did these foraminifera adapt to warming after the last ice age?
Well, there were some differences. Some species, especially those that did not have symbiotic algae, they took the easy route, so to speak, and they migrated towards the poles following those cooler waters as the oceans warmed. But others, particularly those with symbiotic algae living inside them, actually seem to have acclimated to those warmer temperatures.
Acclimated. So they actually changed to survive in warmer water. How is that even possible?
Well, that's where those tiny partners come in, the algae. They're almost like little solar panels. They provide foraminifera with extra energy, which allows them to thrive in warmer waters that are often nutrient poor, where they might otherwise struggle.
So it's like a partnership, where the algae get a home and the foraminifera get an energy boost to handle the heat.
A win-win situation.
Yeah, I like it. And I feel like there's a but coming here.
Well, yeah, there is a bit of a but. While some foraminifera were able to adapt successfully in the past, the models suggest they may have a much tougher time keeping up with the speed of climate change that we're seeing now.
So even though they're known to be adaptable, the speed might just be too much.
It's one factor, certainly.
Are there other factors at play as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of things going on. Yeah, the speed's a big one. But it's not the only thing. The ocean conditions today are different from what they were at the end of the last ice age. For instance, we're seeing increased ocean stratification.
Stratification. Now, that sounds a little technical.
It is, but I can explain it pretty easily. Imagine the ocean like a layered cake, with different layers having different temperatures and densities. Stratification basically means that these layers are mixing less, which disrupts the nutrient flow.
So, like, it's harder to get those nutrients around.
Exactly. Think of it like a multi-story building where the elevator is broken. It's much harder for the nutrients to travel between floors, which can create shortages in certain areas.
Okay, so even if they have their algae power packs, they still might struggle if the food isn't there.
It's a big problem. And this study actually makes some pretty stark predictions about the future decline of foraminifera.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The model suggests that global foraminifera biomass has already decreased by 3.4% compared to the early 20th century. And as the ocean warms, those numbers get worse. By 2100, with a warming of 1.5 degrees, we're looking at another 5.7% drop, 2 degrees, 7.2%, 3 degrees, 10.6%. And with 4 degrees of warming, we could see a 15.1% decline.
Wow, those are some serious numbers. Makes you wonder, are there any areas where they might actually do better? Are there like any bright spots at all?
Well, the decline isn't uniform across all species or all ocean regions. The model actually predicts that some cold water species might increase their biomass in certain areas, like the Southern Ocean and parts of the North Atlantic.
So it's like a bit of a mixed bag then.
Yeah, it's like a game of musical chairs, with some species expanding their territory while others have to retreat. But even with these shifts, the overall global biomass is still projected to decline significantly.
Right. It's still a net loss. So, you know, we talked about the algae being key to adaptation in the past.
Yeah.
Could that be their secret weapon for surviving this warmer future?
Well, it would be nice to think so, but it's not that simple. While those algae provide that extra energy, they don't solve all the problems.
Like what?
Well, aside from the nutrient shortages that we talked about, there's also the possibility that the algae themselves might be at risk.
Oh, you're talking about like coral bleaching?
Yeah.
Where the warmer water stresses the algae and they die or abandon their coral hosts?
Exactly. While the study doesn't specifically model that for foraminifera, it does acknowledge it as a real possibility. If the algae that live within foraminifera start to bleach or die off, it would be a devastating blow.
So it's kind of a domino effect then?
Yeah.
Changes in nutrients, potential algal bleaching on top of the warming itself? That's a lot for these tiny creatures to handle.
It really is. And we have to remember that this warming is happening at a rate unlike anything they've experienced before. You know, the deglaciation after the last ice age was a much slower process. That gave the ocean and its inhabitants more time to adjust. This time, the pace of change is creating a whole new set of challenges.
It's like a whole new obstacle course for them.
Yeah.
But you did mention that even with all these challenges, there's some reason for hope. What makes you optimistic?
Well, for one thing, these creatures have an incredible track record of resilience. They've survived multiple climate shifts in the past, which tells me they have this remarkable ability to adapt. And the more we understand about their responses to these challenges, the better equipped we are to manage and protect them.
So knowledge is power.
Right.
Now, the study also highlighted the importance of understanding the foraminifera life cycle. What's so important about that?
Well, it's about looking beyond the survival of individual adults and understanding how these changing conditions affect their offspring. You know, how does warming impact their development? How are adaptive traits passed down through generations?
So it's not just about staying alive. It's about making sure that the next generation can survive too.
That's a great way to put it.
So is there anything we can do to help these tiny creatures?
Oh.
Or are we just along for the ride, hoping for the best?
It's not just about hoping for the best. We can actually do things to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That's a big one. We have to slow down the pace of climate change to give foraminifera and all marine life a fighting chance.
It's like taking your foot off the gas pedal before we hit a wall.
Exactly.
So global action is essential.
Mm.
But what about on an individual level? Is there anything that people can do in their daily lives to help?
Absolutely. Supporting sustainable seafood practices is huge. Reducing our own carbon footprints and advocating for ocean conservation. All of those things make a difference. Even small actions, when you multiply them by millions of people, it adds up. It really does.
It's like we're all voting with our wallets and our voices.
Yeah, I like that.
This deep dive has been really eye-opening. We started out just marveling at these tiny little shells. And now we're talking about, you know, their crucial role in the ocean and their potential to teach us about adapting to a changing world.
It's amazing what we can learn from even the smallest creatures.
Before we wrap up, you mentioned earlier that you had a final thought for our listeners.
Mm.
Something to ponder. What is it?
Well, what I find really fascinating is that by studying these tiny foraminifera and how they responded to past climate changes, we might be able to learn some valuable lessons for other marine organisms, even much larger ones.
Oh, so it's like they're holding a key to understanding how life in the ocean might adapt to a warmer future.
Exactly. They might be tiny, but they're mighty. And they're offering us clues about how to navigate the future of our oceans.
That's a powerful message. A huge thanks to our listeners for joining us on this journey to the microscopic world of foraminifera. We've learned so much about their importance, their adaptability, and the challenges that they face. It's a good reminder that even the smallest organisms can play a huge role in the health of our planet.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those questions coming.